啊，马可福音，咱哋看第十四章诶，第三节到第九节哦，咱大家参读。第三节，耶稣伫伯大尼中段麻风诶西门家内坐席的时阵，有一个女人为了一盘这个玉盘之贵诶，伫那在向哥来拍破这个玉盘，将哥压伫耶稣诶头顶。第四节，有几人心中无真欢喜，说：为怎用这款贵的香膏呢？这香膏通卖三十外两的银来真济跩穷人，因就向这个女人生受气。耶稣讲：犹豫吧，为甚物难为伊呢？伊伫我身上所做。行美术，因为尚有穷人甲恁同在，要向因行行善，随时当都有，只是恁无尚甲我尚有我。伊所做的是真理所有法通做的，伊是为我安葬的代志，将香膏压伫我的身上。我实在跟恁讲，普天。之下，无论是甚么所在，传这个福音，也要述说这个如您所做，以为纪念。
Our Bible verse for the day is in Mark chapter 14, verse 3-9. Let us all read aloud. Verse 3.
In the Bethany, in the house of the Simon, the leper.
He was reclining at the table. A woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard. Very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they scolded her. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Why do you but trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. This is the word of our Lord. Please be seated.
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
让我们再一次来到主的面前，一起祷告。
Let us pray once again before the Lord.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你为我们降生来到这个世界上。
Thank you for being born to come to this earth for us.
感谢你甘心背负我们每一个人的罪。
Thank you for paying for each of our sins.
感谢你为我们受苦和受难。
Thank you for suffering death for us.
我们更加感谢你为我们荣耀的复活。
Thank you for being resurrected in glory.
今天最后低头祷告的弟兄姊妹，求主你来祝福。
May you bless each and every one of us before you.
愿每一个人同被义灵所感。
That each of us may know your word.
愿每一个弟兄姊妹今天借着你自己的话遇见向我们的心说话的神。
That each of us will know you as the God who speaks to our hearts.
愿你使今天讲的和翻译的和听的同得益处。
May all of us, the speaker, the translator, the listener, all be blessed.
这样的祈求仰望是奉救主耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹，下周就是圣诞节了。
Brothers and sisters, it's Christmas Day next week.
在这个期间，大家都很喜欢互相馈送礼物。
Now this is the time of year when everyone likes to exchange gifts.
但圣诞节其实最珍贵的礼物是上帝把他的独生子赐给了我们。
But the most precious gift of Christmas is from God when He gave us His only Son.
今天我们要谈到一个主题，就是最珍贵的礼物。
Today our theme will be on the most precious gift.
在刚才我们所读的经文当中，是在伯大尼的一个私人筵席之上。
Now the passage we read earlier mentioned a feast in a private home in Bethany.
有一个女人拿着一瓶很贵的香膏来膏抹耶稣。
A woman brought a very expensive jar of ointment to anoint Christ.
在这个期间，有人不理解，有人向他生气。
Now some people didn't understand, and some were upset.
但是只有耶稣说，他在我身上做的乃是一件美事。
But Jesus himself said that she has done a beautiful thing to me.
你们以后无论在哪里传福音，都要纪念他所做的。
Now, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, her story will be told in memory of her.
弟兄姐妹，如果主耶稣让我们纪念一件事情，我们要留心看其中的属灵功课是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, when Christ himself tells us to remember something, then we should focus on what spiritual lessons it teaches.
当我们看上下文的时候，我们可以看到马可用了一个很清楚的三明治的结构。
Now, when we look at the context of this passage, we see that it's almost like a sandwich.
他刚才就在上文当中描述了这些宗教领袖和这些文士们对耶稣的图谋。
On one side, it's talking about the plotting of the chief priests and the scribes against Christ.
但是下文当中马上就记载了门徒犹大对他的背叛。
But right afterwards, on the other side, it talks about Judas' betrayal.
而中间夹杂了这个女人用香膏来膏抹耶稣。
Now in the middle, there's the story of the woman who anointed Christ.
在这样的描述当中，作者马可让读者们看到不同的人在面对同一件事情时候的不同的对比。
And so you see that the author here, Mark, is trying to show us the different reactions people have to the same situation.
这里面有爱与恨的对比。
There is a contrast of love and hate.
这里面有信靠与背叛的对比。
There's a contrast of faith and betrayal.
这里面有至贵和无价的对比。
And here there are things that are the most precious and things that are priceless.
在整个这段经文当中，有人想杀掉耶稣。
In this passage, there are people who want to kill Jesus.
有人深爱耶稣。
But there are people who love him.
有人背叛耶稣。
There are people who betray him.
有人糊里糊涂。
And there are people who are just confused.
所以玛利亚在这件事情当中所做的事情犹如在黑暗中的一束光。
So what the woman here is doing is something that acts almost like a beacon of light in the midst of darkness.
在刚才的这段经文当中，她没有讲话。
In this passage, she didn't say a single word.
她只有行动。
She just acted.
但是她的行动被主耶稣所赞许，为什么呢？
But why were her actions praised by Jesus?
这个事情发生在犹太人最重要的宗教节日逾越节之前几天。
Now this event happened right before the most famous annual event for the Jews, and that is the Passover.
逾越节是犹太人为了纪念上帝把他们从为奴之地拯救出来的日子。
The Passover is the time when the Jews would remember how Christ delivered them from Egypt.
但是刚才我们看到祭司长和文士们却想杀耶稣。
But we saw in the context earlier that the chief priests and the scribes actually wanted to kill Jesus.
第一节说祭司长和文士们想法子。用诡计怎么样捉拿耶稣
？Verse one tells us that they were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him.
在原来的用词当中，想法子是一个不完成式的动词。
So we see here that they were still seeking; it's not yet done.
换句话说，这是他们由来已久的心意。
In other words, they have been doing this for a while.
而且现在想捉拿耶稣是一个持续的状态。
And it is a continuous thing that they are attempting.
现在他们只是想寻找一个机会，一个既能杀掉耶稣。又不会引起骚乱的机会。
And right now they're just waiting for that moment when they can kill Jesus without causing chaos.
当时耶路撒冷大约的居民大约有五万人。
At that time, Jerusalem had about 50,000 residents.
可是，在逾越节期间的人口会突然增加三至五倍。
But right before Passover, it will have a 300 to 500% increase.
人们在这个节期之间，这个宗教情绪是非常高涨的。
Now, people were very religiously sensitive during this time.
所以大家很容易因着一些敏感的事情而引发暴动。
So it's very easy for certain spiritual things to happen and cause chaos.
所以我们也就不要奇怪为什么这些祭司长和文士们有这样的顾虑了。
So we shouldn't wonder why the chief priests and the scribes had these worries.
因为在耶稣的侍奉当中，他医病赶鬼，用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，他使拉撒路复活等等这些事情是非常得民心的。
Now Christ has done so many things during his ministry. He fed the 5,000. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He healed the sick and he helped to extort demons. And people loved him for those.
但是同时，他也触犯了这些宗教领袖们的权威和他们的利益。
But at the same time, the religious leaders felt threatened by what Jesus did.
所以这些宗教领袖们对他的杀机就是在这样的处境当中酝酿出来的。
And so they were motivated to hurt him.
所以表面上看伯大尼的这一场筵席是一场私人的爱宴。
Now outwardly it might seem like this meal at the house of Simon was a private event.
但其实在这场爱宴的前后都蕴含着杀气。
But before this event and after this event there were so many people already wishing to hurt Christ.
很明显作者马可让我们透过这样的一个结构 让我们清楚地看到一个真正明白神心意的人要如何去做。
So in this passage, Mark is showing us how someone who truly knows Christ will act.
在这段的经文记载当中，在四部福音书里面都有记载。
Now all four gospels mention this event.
我刚才提到她是玛利亚，她是拉撒路的姐姐，马大的妹妹。
That this woman is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
而今天当我们对这段经文再次思考的时候，同时是对主的命令的一个遵行，让我们再一次纪念这个女人所做的。
And so today we are following Christ's command and remembering this woman who did this to him.
让我们从第一个角度来看。
Let's look at the first perspective.
人给神的礼物，至贵的香膏。
What is our most precious gift to God? It is the expensive perfume.
在主耶稣的时代，在一个筵席之上用香膏来膏抹宾客，是表达对客人的尊敬和礼仪。
In Jesus' time, people would anoint their guests during a private feast by showing to in order to show them honor and respect.
但当时也只是拿几滴来滴在客人身上而已。
Usually, they would just use a few drops on each guest.
所以，玛利亚当时拿一整瓶的香膏膏抹在耶稣基督的身上，这件事情看来是一件非常的奢侈或者说疯狂的事情。
So when Mary broke an entire jar and anointed Jesus with that, it sounded indulgent or almost crazy.
其实这个拿达香膏并不是一件容易得到或者说便宜的东西。
Well, actually, nard is not something that was easy to come by back then.
当时也只有在波斯和印度一带才能够拿到这样的香料来制成香膏。
It was only available from India and from Persia.
大约这么一个小瓶子的一瓶香膏，差不多在当时来讲要一个工人一年的薪水。
A small bottle like this would actually cost one year's salary for people back then.
如果按菲律宾今天的平均工资收入水平来看的话，这么一小瓶香膏大约要20万 peso.
If we were to compare it to the average household income in the Philippines, we're talking about a bottle that costs 20,000 pesos.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，就算你买得起，请问你会一次把它使用完吗？
So let's say if you can buy it, would you really spend all of it at the same time?
玛利亚为什么敢这样做？
Why would Mary do that?
这瓶宝贵的香膏可能是她的传家宝。
This could be maybe a family heirloom.
可能是她花了很长的时间，很多的价值来积攒下来的。
This could be something that she has exerted a lot of effort and time to get.
在犹太人的文化当中，这个香膏是给最爱的人所预备的。
In their culture, this is something that's given only to the most beloved.
第一，它可以给自己的爱人在新婚之夜用来膏抹婚房。
It's used to anoint the wedding suite.
第二，它可以在有一些亲人逝世的时候去用这个香膏来膏抹亲人的身体。
It's used to anoint a loved one's dead body.
然后就把这个香膏的瓶子打破，跟亲人的身体一起埋葬。
And then afterwards, they would break the jar and bury it with the body of their loved one.
这代表这个东西专属于你，绝不会再给第二个人使用。
And that action is supposed to represent that it's used only for that person and never anyone anymore.
玛利亚能够这样做，一方面表达她对耶稣真诚的爱。
The fact that Mary did this, it means that she showed her love for Jesus.
另一方面，在犹太人的文化当中，有君王和大祭司会受到膏抹。
And also, the things people that were anointed back then were usually kings or priests.
换句话说，在玛利亚心里，耶稣，你是我的君王，你是我的救主。
So it means that in Mary's heart, Jesus was her king and her Lord and her Savior.
对她来讲，这是一个任性的记号。
For her, this is a sign of faith.
所以，虽然表面上看起来有些疯狂。
So even if it might appear crazy at first.
但是玛利亚自己却清清楚楚地知道她在做什么。
Mary actually knew exactly what she was doing.
她之前听到了耶稣说的，我要被祭司长和文士们杀害。
She heard that Jesus had said that the chief priests and scribes would kill him.
第三天我要复活。
But on the third day he would live again.
玛利亚相信主所说的。
Mary believed him.
她知道主现在已经离受难不远了。
Mary knew that Jesus was about to perish.
可能现在是唯一的机会来当面向主回应他对主的爱了。所以他抓住了这个机会，当面向主表达他对主的爱。
She grabbed that opportunity to express her love to the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天是一个人人都讲究投资的时代。
This is the time when people are all encouraged to invest.
但无论你做什么投资，所有的资产是跟着所有人的存在而存在。
But all of our earthly investment only exists because other people exist.
假如我们没有投资在永恒里面，今天的一切都是暂时的。
If we do not invest in eternity, then our earthly investments will yield nothing.
在路加福音的12章里面记载了一个无知财主的比喻。
Luke chapter 12 mentions a rich young fool.
当时这个财主拼命在地上为自己盖仓房积攒财宝。
This man would very wildly collect all his earthly wealth.
但是神说，无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所积攒的要归谁呢？
But Jesus said, what is it to you if you get the whole world but lose your soul?
在今年的九月份，有一位老姐妹荣归天家。
In September of this year, a godly old lady went to be with the Lord.
在她临终之前呢，她奉献了一笔钱给飞盛。
Right before she died, she donated a sum of money to BSOP.
她打电话说，这是我生前最后一次能为主做一点点的事情了。
And she said, this is one of the last things I will get to do for the Lord on this earth.
她所奉献的足够支持一个神学生一年所有的费用。
And the amount that she gave was enough for a student for an entire year.
我不知道她的名字。
I don't know her name.
但是上帝知道。
But God knows.
他所做的一样是被上帝所纪念的事情。
And what she did was something that will also be remembered by God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否也抓住了我们现在的机会，在教会里，在社会当中服侍主呢？
Do we also grab our present opportunities to serve the Lord in the church and in society?
不要迟疑。当我们把我们该做的事情做在主面前的时候，没有一样的事情会枉费。
We do what we should do for the Lord, it will always be worth it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在主耶稣的时代的妇女其实没有什么社会地位。
In Jesus' time, women were not considered to have high positions in society.
所以通常他们也不会在一个公共的场合里面抛头露面。
So it was common for them not to appear during public functions.
所以玛利亚这一次打破玉瓶膏抹耶稣的事情就太特别了。
So the fact that Mary was there to anoint Jesus with that jar of ointment was very unique.
所以有人向她不高兴，有人向她生气。
And so some people were upset at her.
那么这个不高兴在原来的意思翻译直译过来的话就是恼怒。
So they were very angry.
如果我们对比约翰福音的时候，我们知道带头向他发牢骚的这个人是犹大。
And we know from the book of John that the person who was the most upset at her was Judas.
他是主耶稣的学生，十二使徒之一。
Judas was one of Jesus' 12 disciples.
何其荣耀的身份。
Isn't that such a great privilege?
但是犹大却用了世俗的实用主义的眼光来看待这件事情。
But still, Judas perceived this event with the eyes of the earth.
刚刚主耶稣说，他在我身上所做的乃是一件美事。
After Jesus already said that she had done a beautiful thing.
但是此时，犹大的心里面所看待玛利亚所做的这件事情是一件蠢事。
In Judas' heart, he still thought Mary did a foolish thing.
他说，这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，周济穷人。
He said, well, this ointment can be sold for 30 pieces of silver to help the poor.
这并非是他真的关心穷人。
But it's probably not because he truly cared for the poor.
这是一个狡猾的掩饰。
But it is actually an act of disdain.
此时主耶稣的一句话就刺透了犹大的小心思。
And one statement from Christ was enough to illuminate what Judas said.
你们要想行善，常常有穷人跟你们同在，随时都可以做的。
Jesus said, for you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them.
弟兄姊妹看到了吗？当犹大看这件事情是一件不值得的事情，是一件枉费的事情的时候，
So we see, brothers and sisters, that even though Judas saw that this was a foolish thing,
相比较之下，玛利亚认为这是最有价值的事情。
Mary knew it was a worthwhile thing.
因为她不在乎周围人的眼光和看法。
Because she didn't care what the people around her thought and said.
她专注坐在主的身上。
She focused wholly on the Lord.
这是她的可贵之处。
And that is where it's very precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有在我们的信仰生活当中也跟人去传福音？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever tried to share the gospel to people?
但是也遭到别人的耻笑和不理解呢？
But then they start to misunderstand or even mock us.
有人可能会很客气地跟你讲，你的这个信仰不错呀。
Some people might be nice about it and say, well, yeah, your religion's okay.
也许有的人会不客气地跟你讲，你怎么那么脆弱，还需要一个宗教来做你的心理依靠啊。
Some others would be rude and say, well, why are you so helpless and need religion?
很多时候人就是因为在意他人的眼光而与救恩失之交臂。
A lot of the time we lose our connection to the gospel because we are afraid of what other people say.
这是何其可惜的事情啊。
And that's very sad.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会今天要成为世界的光和盐。
In order for the church to be the light and salt of the world,
教会要成为世界的见证。
If the church wants to testify to the entire world,
教会所拥有的价值体系跟世界的价值观一定会有冲突。
Then there will definitely be a contrast between the church's values and the world's values.
玛利亚当时打破玉瓶的价值观跟在场所有人的价值观都有冲突。
When Mary broke that jar, she was acting out of values that were completely different with everybody else's.
但是她勇敢地做了。
But she bravely did it.
因为他不顾众人的眼光，他只关注我做对的事情，做在主的身上。
Because she didn't care about what other people said, she just cared about doing what's right.
教会也该像玛利亚一样，专注在主的眼光之上，而不是专注在世界的眼光之上。
We as a church also ought to focus, like Mary did, on Christ's opinion more than the world.
有一位传道人讲了一句话，非常的好。
A pastor once said something very good.
他说教会的侍奉要非常的小心。
He said that we have to be careful with our ministry.
不要让商场在教会里面，但教会要在商场里。
We should not bring business to the church, but we should bring the church to business.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在活出我们的信仰生活的时候，是否也受到世界价值观的冲突和影响呢？
Brothers and sisters, have our lives also been guided by the world's values?
玛利亚抓住机会向主表达她的爱。
Mary took the chance to express her love for Christ.
玛利亚不顾众人的眼光向神回应她的爱。
Mary responded to God's love with no matter what other people said.
她更加是毫无保留地奉献对神的爱。
And she gave her all to him.
在经文当中第八节，主耶稣对她的赞许说，她所做的是尽她所能的。
In the Bible, we are said, it says that Jesus said she has done what she could.
这是爱主的态度。
She has done what she could to love him.
他把价值30两银子的香膏用在主的身上。
She took this jar of ointment that was worth 30 pieces of silver and used it on Christ.
因此，他在天上要得奖赏，他在地上要得称赞。
And so she's praised on earth and rewarded in heaven.
但是，玛利亚如果内心里面没有一个强大的推动力，她哪来这么大的勇气去做这件事情
？But how did Mary have the motivation in her heart to do something so drastic?
因为她相信主马上要去受难。
Because she believed that Jesus was about to perish.
她相信主马上要去受苦。
She knew that he was about to suffer.
她知道主马上就要死了。
And she was aware that he was about to die.
但是她更加相信主所说的第三天我要复活。
But she also believed that he would rise again after 3 days.
犹大就没有这样。
Judas was not like that.
犹大不像玛利亚一样抓住机会来服侍主。
Judas didn't take the chance like Mary did to serve God.
在下文当中我们知道犹大马上就出卖主耶稣。
In the context right after this passage, we know that Judas betrays Jesus.
在犹大的价值观当中，他跟随主耶稣做门徒是为了得到世上的荣华和好处。
From Judas' perspective, he was following Christ for earthly pleasures and acclaim.
可是，在跟随主耶稣的这3年半时间当中
，But in the 3.5 years he spent with Jesus,
却常常是风餐露宿。
He realizes that they were very poor.
主耶稣吃饭没有时间，睡觉没有枕头。
Jesus didn't have time to eat. They didn't have a place to rest his head.
犹大这个时候也非常相信主的话。
And Judas believed what Jesus said.
他相信主耶稣3次所说的“我要被祭司长和文士们杀害”。
He believed Jesus when Jesus said for 3 times that he would be killed by the religious leaders.
犹大是以人的理性来判断现在的局势。
And Judas tried to express his response to the situation from a reason perspective.
但是，所以呢，他相信这个主耶稣很快就会受死这件事情。
So he reasoned that Jesus would indeed die soon.
但是他却不相信主耶稣所说的第三天我要复活。
But Judas failed to believe what Jesus also said about rising again.
换句话说，犹大没有真正的相信耶稣。
In other words, Judas didn't truly believe Jesus.
尽管他跟随在主耶稣身边有3年半
Even though he followed him for 3.5 years,
也见到了主耶稣身上的神迹大能
And we see Christ's greatness from that.
但是犹大没有真的跟主有亲密的一个真实的关系
But Judas didn't really establish that connection with Christ.
所以这个时候他心里面想把主干脆卖掉把他出卖了吧我还能得到一点好处
So maybe Judas thought that I should just betray Jesus at least I get something from it.
弟兄姐妹其实犹大亏大了
Brothers and sisters, well, Judas lost in the end.
因为我们知道犹大刚刚出卖耶稣得到的30两银子的血价，就在几天他之后他自杀了。
We know just a few days after he got his 30 pieces of silver for betraying Jesus, he killed himself.
这钱也失去它的价值。
And that money was no longer usable for him.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
一个人可能会跟随主3年、5年，甚至10年。
A person can be following Christ for 3 or 5 or 10 years.
在这个过程当中可能会从事很多属灵的服事
And throughout that time, maybe they'll be involved in spiritual service.
但他仍然可能是一个灵里迟钝跟主没有关系的人
But it's still possible that that person could not have that spiritual connection with God.
这是何等可惜的事情
Wouldn't that be tragic?
主耶稣对玛利亚所做的事情说，这是一件美事。
Jesus said that what Mary did was a beautiful thing.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天当我们把自己的恩赐、才干、时间、金钱花在主身上的时候，没有一样会枉费。
No matter what we invest in the Lord, whether it's our time or our money, our efforts or our talents, it will always be worth it.
因为这些事情会被主纪念。
Because the Lord will remember.
它有永恒的价值。
And they will have eternal value.
玛利亚用她的实际行动向上帝献上了最珍贵的礼物。
Mary used her practical actions to give her most precious gift to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我是不是一个像玛利亚一样的人呢？
Are we like Mary?
我们另一方面，我们来看神为人做了什么。
We also want to look at what Christ gave us.
所以我们从另外一个角度来看，是神给人的礼物，无价的救恩。
So right now, let's shift to the other perspective, and we say, what is God's most precious gift to us? It is priceless salvation.
在第七节当中，主耶稣回复犹大说：“穷人常在，我不常有。”
At this time, Jesus responded, saying that you will always have the poor with me, but not me.
这是一个很鲜明的对比。
And this is a very clear statement.
你想行善有很多的机会。
He said you have many chances to give to the poor.
但是我跟你们在一起的时间不多了。
But you don't have a lot of chance to still be with me.
首先耶稣是在暗示他跟这些门徒的待在一起最后的这个机会已经是最后的时间了。
So Jesus is hinting that maybe this is the last chance he gets to be with his disciples.
他很快要背负全人类的罪去死在十字架上。
Very soon he will die on the cross for everyone's sins.
可是此时门徒们还是糊里糊涂。
But the disciples were still confused.
因为他们总是思念地上的国度和地上的权柄。
Because they were still thinking of earthly kingdoms and powers.
因为他们思念，他们在盘算谁可以坐在耶稣的左边和右边。
Because they were still facing their ambitions and discussing who would sit on Jesus' right and left.
让我们思想一下，让我们可以想象一下主耶稣此时的心情。
Can you just imagine what it was like for Christ at that time?
他马上就要去受难。
Christ was about to die.
那么这些门徒们一点都不明白我的心意。
And his disciples didn't understand what was going to happen.
哎，这些门徒们，我还要救他们吗？
Would he still save his disciples then?
答案是肯定的。
The answer is yes.
神就是以这样的无私舍己的爱来爱每一个人。
That's the kind of selfless sacrificial love that Christ has for us.
也不是因为我们每一个人可爱，神就要救我们。
He doesn't love us because we're lovable, and that's why he saves us.
不是因为我们没有罪，上帝要爱我们。
He doesn't love us because we are sinless.
如罗马书五章第八节里面所谈到的。
We are told in Romans.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候
that Christ loved us when we were still sinners.
神就为我们死
died for us.
他的爱就在此向我们显明了
and that is how we know his love.
这是神的爱
that is God's love.
也正如马可福音一贯的主题
and we are also told in the theme of the book of Mark.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍
that the Son of Man did not come to be served.
乃是要服侍人
but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
这些都表明神把这份救恩给我们是他定义要给我们。
And so we see that we are given this salvation because God wants to give it to us.
不是因为我们配得，而是他定义给我们。
Not because we are worthy, but because he chooses to give it.
而且这是他定义完成父神的旨意。
And he chose to give up himself this way.
弟兄姊妹，让我们好好珍惜这份恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we should treasure this gift.
另外，在先行的经文当中，刚才我谈到祭司长和文士们本身计划要早一点除掉耶稣。
I mentioned that in the context, we know the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to kill Jesus.
因为害怕民间生乱，所以才迟迟不敢动手。
They're just afraid of an uproar from the people, so they refrained.
可是主耶稣自己却定义要在逾越节受难。
But still, Christ chose to die right beforeAt this time, before Passover.
这是神羔羊的救赎计划。
And that is part of his plan of salvation.
因为逾越节对犹太人来讲太重要了。
Because Passover is such an important date for the Jews.
他们深知逾越节羔羊的意义是什么。
And they understand what the redeeming sacrificial lamb meant in Passover.
就像约翰福音第一章里面所谈到的，看那上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The Gospel of John tells us to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
其实主耶稣就预表那只逾越节的羔羊。
Christ is the sacrificial lamb before Passover.
主耶稣死在十字架上是他侍奉的高潮。
Christ dying on the cross is the height of his ministry.
以此来成全救恩，完成天父的旨意。
That he may fulfill the will of God and to provide salvation.
但是第三天他的复活正验证了自己的预言。
But on the third day, he fulfilled his prophecy and lived again.
他是生命的主。
He is the God of life.
在约翰十章里面所谈到，没有人夺我的命去。
John chapter 10 says Jesus said, "No one takes it from me."
是我自己舍了。
But I lay it down of my own accord.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
换句话说，主耶稣不是这些文士和祭司长想杀就杀得了的。
In other words, Jesus is not someone that the chief priests and scribes can just dispose of.
他受苦受难死在十字架上，是他自己定义要替人去死。
Death and suffering is something that he chose to give for people.
但他有权柄取回生命来。
And he has the authority to take it back.
这就是我们的救主。
That is our Savior.
他就是以这样的，就是以这样的方式来败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
And that is how he won over Satan, over death.
以复活的大能向所有的人显明他的神性。
And he showed who he was through his resurrection.
无罪的耶稣代替有罪的人去死，这就是神的爱。
God's love is a sinless Savior dying for sinful man.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果今天我们还有一些在座的朋友们还没有接受耶稣作为你生命的救主
，If there are any of us who still has not received Christ as our personal Lord and Savior，
赶紧抓住现今的机会来接受耶稣吧。
Take the chance today.
不要在意他人怎么看你。
Don't care what other people think.
像玛利亚一样，她很非常有勇气，她不在乎周围人的眼光。
Mary bravely did what she did, no matter what other people said.
主耶稣也不要你为他付出什么。
Not asking us to give him anything.
因为我们根本也付不起。
Because there's not really anything we can afford to give him.
因为耶稣已经为你为我付上了生命的赎价。
He has already given up his life as a redemption for our debt.
这是最珍贵的礼物。
That is the most precious gift from him.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
不要迟疑，想说等我退休了，等我有时间了，等我店里不忙了，我再来信主吧。
Don't try to delay it and say, well, maybe when my career stabilizes, maybe when I retire, I'll believe him.
有的时候有人心里面有些迟疑，说教会规矩太多了。
Sometimes people think there are so many rules in church.
在教会里抽烟也不行，喝酒也不行。
I can't smoke, I can't drink.
哎呀，我还有很多生意要做啊。
And I want to do business.
这样吧。
How about this?
让我先享受这个花花世界的福气。
Allow me to indulge in the beauty of the world.
哎，到最后一天的时候，我再接受主耶稣。
And the day before I die, I'll accept Jesus.
哎，这样一手我抓了世界的享受。
That way I get to have the pleasures of the world.
哎，我一手得到了救恩的福气。
And I also get the blessing of salvation.
哎，这岂不是双赢吗？
Well, isn't that a win-win situation?
小算盘打得也太精了吧。
As if we think we have it all under control.
其实你亏大了。
Actually, we are at the loss.
你没有早一点去积攒属天的基业。
We don't get to invest in eternity sooner that way.
你没有早一点享受到做神儿女的那一份平安和喜乐。
We don't get to enjoy the peace of being God's children that way.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我曾经认识一个做保险的人。
I know someone who did insurance.
当时他五十岁。
He was 50.
他已经做到了大区经理的这个职位。
He was already very high in the managerial system.
当时已经拿到百万的年薪。
He had a seven-digit salary.
只是他得了重病。
But then he got ill.
我跟牧师去医院探访他，给他传福音。
When the Reverend and I visited him in the hospital,
他非常的客气。
He was very nice about it.
啊，你们讲的耶稣真的很好啊。
And he said, well, Jesus is great.
这样吧，等我出院了，我就去你们教会，我就信主。
Once I'm discharged, and I will go to church and I will believe in Jesus.
回想起来，他当时对我们有一些搪塞。
Now at that time, he didn't really care what he said.
可是几天后，他没能出院。
A few days later, he never got it out of the hospital.
就这样离开世界了。
He just died.
这不是他能想象得到的。
It was not something he expected.
弟兄姊妹，当他离开的时候，他生前一切的地位、名誉、财富都失去了价值。
And brothers and sisters, when he passed away, all of the possessions and the position and the power that he had collected became useless.
当我们自己没有跟救主这生命有连接的时候，这世上的一切。都没有永恒的价值。
When we don't have a personal connection with our Savior, everything we do on the earth is worthless.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果还不认识基督，得着耶稣就在当下。
If you don't know Jesus, today is the day.
如果我们已经认识主耶稣，已经承认他是我们的救主。
Now, if you know Christ and He is your personal Savior and Lord，
也愿我们认识他更真，跟随他更真。
May we know Him and follow Him even more。
让我们把我们对主的爱 回应在他的身上。
May we respond to his love and express it on him.
因为没有一样会白费。
Because it will all be worth it.
让我们做一个小结。
And as I conclude,
在第八节当中，主说他所做的是为我安葬的事情。
We see in verse 8, Jesus saying that she has anointed my body beforehand for burial.
预先把香膏浇在我的身上。
Beforehand for burial with the ointment.
刚才我提到玛利亚是把耶稣当成自己的君王和救主来膏抹。
I mentioned earlier that Mary was anointing Christ as her personal Lord and Savior.
而道成肉身的耶稣唯一一次受膏也是在这里。
And this is the only time our incarnate Lord was anointed.
但他的受膏不是为了登基称王。
He was not anointed to become a king.
乃是为了他的安葬。
He was anointed for his burial.
弟兄姐妹，让我们体会一下救主此时的心情。
Let us try to understand Christ's perspective at this time.
虽然很昂贵的香膏膏在了我的身上，
Even though he was anointed with very expensive nard,
但是我马上要承担全人类的罪。
He was about to die for all of man's sin.
我要替他们去死。
And he was about to die for that.
如果我用一句视死如归这个词来形容主耶稣的当时的这个处境，
Maybe we can describe him as not fearing death and thinking it's just nothing.
这个词太轻了。
But it's not enough.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
玛利亚尽其所能献上了30两银子的香膏，膏在主的身上。
Mary anointed Christ with her own precious 30 silver piece ointment.
虽然2000年过去了，但她所做的一样，到今天为止被主纪念。
It's been 2000 years, but we are still remembering what she did.
犹大用30两银子出卖了耶稣。
Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
但是他死了，钱失去了价值。
But once he died, all that lost its value.
这是永恒与暂时的区别。
It's the difference between eternity and the temporary.
但是玛利亚所献上的香膏再贵，
But no matter how precious Mary's ointment was,
也有它的价值。
It's still worth it.
主耶稣基督所给我们的救恩再容易得到，也是无价之宝。
What Christ gives us is priceless.
这是至贵无价的区别。
It is precious, but it is also priceless.
因为这救恩是他定义要给我们每一个罪人的。
He determined to give us sinners his salvation.
这救恩是他定义用他的受苦受难和复活来给我们的。
He chose to give us this salvation through his suffering and death and resurrection.
圣诞节我们该纪念最珍贵的礼物是主把他自己尽他所能给了我们。
Every Christmas we should remember our most precious gift, and that is Christ giving himself for us.
玛利亚相信这句话。
Mary believed what Jesus said.
玛利亚甘心坐在主的前面，
Mary willingly came before the Lord.
因为她相信主所说的每一句都是真的，每一句都要应验。
Because he believed that every single statement Jesus makes will come true.
玛利亚在当时的时代所做的事情，犹如一束明光，给主耶稣做了美好的见证。
And what Mary did was a beacon of light in her time amidst the darkness.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
也愿今天的我们可以把我们的好行为、好见证。坐在这个世界之上来荣耀主。
Can we do the right things in this world to glorify God?
也让我们的光照在人前。
And let our light shine before men.
让人看到我们的好行为。
That they may see our good works.
便把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Glorify our Father in heaven.
而这也是我们能给神的一份好的礼物。
And that is the kind of gift we can give our God.
让我们在生活当中荣耀主。
Let our lives glorify him.
好不好？
All right?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as Christmas draws near, Lord, may we never lose sight of you, our most precious gift, our priceless gift from heaven. May our choices and our words and our thoughts all point people to who you are. May we be willing to sacrifice whatever we can sacrifice that we may serve you.And love you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.